This is an excellent essay because it contains the usual features of a high-quality answer to an examination question. The presentation of the answer is well-structured, logical, directly addresses the issues raised in the question, and is comprehensive, in that it fully argues each issue and includes sufficient academic rigour. The essay commences with a narration of the relevant statutory provision, namely Section 53(1)(c) of the Law of Property Act 1925. Too often, weak students attempt to discuss elements of a statutory provision without stating the content, or indeed identifying the salient elements of the provision. This elementary error could be easily avoided with some care. If you are provided with the statutes in the examination, no marks will be awarded for repeating the content of the provision. In this event, you need to highlight the main elements of the provision and deal with these in a logical order. Each of the following paragraphs of the essay goes on to analyse the salient elements within the facts of the problem and the subsection. The essay is structured first to identify the legal issues involved in each transaction. Secondly, to clearly state the appropriate principles of law that are relevant, and then to apply the legal principles to the facts of the problem. This approach is done by reference to the following issues: whether X enjoys an equitable interest under a subsisting trust, whether the transactions amount to dispositions within Section 53(1)(c), and whether Section 53(1)(c) of the Law of Property Act 1925 is extended to personalty or is restricted to realty. Academic debate is also considered to determine whether a direction to the trustees to hold 10% of the shares in a company will satisfy the test for certainty of subject matter, and also whether a self-declaration of trust of part of an equitable interest was capable of constituting a disposition. A balanced opinion is offered on these issues. Case law is considered in sufficient detail to highlight the principles of law laid down by the courts over the years. The answer also considers divergent judicial opinions where they exist, such as the different judicial approaches to the test for certainty of subject matter in the Re London Wine and Hunter against Moss line of authorities.